We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Radio.com Sports Station. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios, the Eagles play here.
Touchdown!
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Friday morning right here in the WIP studios at 2400 Market. Not in Borgata, obviously, although we thank Borgata for understanding in a time of great troubles in America. And I just want to say, people are probably checking every day. Are they going to be there? You know, how essential is a sports station? I will have a complete statement on our immediate future here at the WIP Morning Show in our next segment. I don't want else. So much is going on right now, not just in the world, but in our little world of sports that I want to be able to cover it. But we had an amazing show for you today. John Johnson will be on later in the hour.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing right now he's nervous based on the information that came out yesterday. 7:20 will be the great Mike Lombardi to talk about what's going on, because he's smarter than us, and also, Al, to discuss the end of Tom Brady's reign. He's gone. Mike Lombardi was his boss at one time.
Yeah.
How does he feel about that? 8 o'clock, the icon, Ike Reese. I'm not going to lie to you. I booked Ike for one reason. Now I have many reasons. We booked Ike Reese, our own WIP's Ike Reese, because he hates Alshon Jeffrey. And I wanted to get us, put up a little more pressure to get rid of Jeffrey. And then Al, he actually got to interview Darius Slay with John Marks.
Yeah, terrific, I heard it. Terrific nice. Interview. Very good job.
And I love Darius Slay. Yeah. And I am in the Slay camp.
What happened
if
to him
you're wondering.
After that interview? Chaos with him, huh?
After Slay's interview?
Well, stuff about arguments with people. And
no, that's fine. He addressed it on the thing.
Yeah.
He hated his coach.
Yeah, but.
And you know what? It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Coach is a jackass.
Pencil,
I'm with him.
The pencil guy, right?
I mean, yeah, Matt Patricia, yeah. Big, sloppy.
The clown, they wore the clown shirt.
Anyway, we'll get to all that. We've got Brandon Lee Gouten on now to explain why he gave himself a byline on blank page after the first day of free agency. And Brandon, I'll talk about some of these Eagles moves and pending moves. And Jay Black will be on now to do a casualty report. What the hell? Look, Keith Jones is here now.
I'm surprised.
Keith Jones is here 3 days. You know why?
Why?
Because he's on network sports, and there really isn't any right now.
No.
How
I miss
much,
working, actually.
How much damage is being done to TV, the networks, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Because I got nothing to show. We'll assess that later in the show as well. But I want to start here because I'm really angry again.
What happened?
It doesn't take much to set me off. I realize that.
It was
that.
A good day yesterday, wasn't it, for the Eagles?
It was a good day. I'm not talking about the Eagles right now. I'm talking about the fact that for the first time in our city, we have identified that some people associated with one of our teams has the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big story.
Yeah.
That's a huge. I'm going to tell you how big it is.
What is it?
Rhea went past the cutoff, got through my wife with a broken foot.
Right, we had
Rhea,
to crawl up the steps.
Rhea calls my house at 6:20. That is past the 6 o'clock cutoff.
It's a little late.
My wife has one foot. My wife.
No, you don't.
On all fours, my wife crawls up the stairs with the phone to hand it to me as I'm groggy. And I hear Rhea go, three Sixers tested positive. And what's the next question? Who?
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 Yeah.
No, I can't even tell you if they're players.
Yeah.
Because the Philadelphia 76ers don't give a damn about you, Al.
Yeah.
They don't care about you, Rhea. They don't care about you, Jonesy. Mm-hmm. And they don't give a damn about the 20,000 people that go to their games or the millions who watch them on TV. They don't give a damn.
Oh,
all right?
Oh, yeah.
The Philadelphia 76ers will not identify who in the organization. Now, I know what you're saying. HIPAA laws are. You don't have to tell me what players.
Oh.
Tell me it's players.
Oh.
Can I know it's players? Here's what I can tell you.
I'm assuming it isn't, aren't you?
You're assuming it's not players?
I would think players.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. I guarantee you it's all three players.
Oh.
Christian Wood played 39 minutes.
Oh.
The last game.
Yeah.
Christian Wood had contracted the virus from somebody on the Jazz earlier that week.
Okay.
Christian Wood at that point was carrying the virus but hadn't showed any symptoms of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sixers then played him on the court for 39 minutes, and now three members of their organization have the coronavirus. Anybody want to do the math? It's all players.
Oh.
Who is covering Christian Wood? I'll tell you who's got it.
Who?
I don't, by the way, I have no information. This is pure, unadulterated speculation.
Go for it.
Joel Embiid.
Okay.
He was covering him. Al Horford. He was covering him.
Mm-hmm.
People that were in direct proximity to Christian Wood were the people most vulnerable to get the coronavirus. Now, let me show you how little respect that the Sixers have. Here's the in the course of the last 3 days, the Brooklyn Nets issued a statement on March 17th, and the statement began this way. Four Brooklyn Nets players have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Mm.
That's the four. And then they went on to tell you, of the four, one is exhibiting symptoms, three are asymptomatic, all are isolated other care team physicians. That was the opening paragraph in their statement. We later found out one of the four players is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
All right? But they initially and immediately identified that it was players that had the virus.
Yes.
Then the Lakers yesterday came out with a statement. And here's, I'll just read the beginning of it. Following four Brooklyn Nets players testing positive, we found that the Lakers players were exposed to them during their game on March 10th. We learned today that two Lakers players have tested positive. Both players are currently asymptomatic. They're in quarantine, and they're under the care of a team's physician. All right? Again, directly identifying that it's players. That is important knowledge for us to know.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Sixers statement. The Philadelphia 76ers, in consultation with medical experts in the NBA, received a recommendation that certain individuals from the organization, including players, coaches, and specific basketball operations support staff, be tested for COVID-19. The three individuals have received positive test results. All other test results are currently negative. They will not identify what role in the organization the three positive people are. Why not?
Is there a stigma out there right now that players are getting preferential treatment?
There is a stigma out there, but other people in the community aren't allowed to get it.
No, I need one good reason.
I just gave
why
you
one. You ca- no, I gave what's you the one. Reason?
Because there's people that are regular, everyday people that aren't getting the test, and they're mad that professional athletes are getting the test.
No, it says right in here it wasn't just the athletes that were tested. That basketball operations support staff were. We've already established they were tested. If you want to get mad about that, it doesn't matter.
What if it doesn't have
anything to do with you telling that your players have the coronavirus.
And by saying what you're saying, you're not naming individuals. You're just saying three players.
The other guys didn't either. Durant acknowledged it publicly.
I love what the Celtics player did.
Right.
He came out. He named himself.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's fine.
Because he sent out a great message.
John Johnson's coming on later in the hour. John Johnson covered that game. John Johnson interviewed players who were in direct contact with Christian Wood. All right?
Yeah, and he was upset he had to do it from six feet away.
Isn't it in his interest? Is it not in John Johnson's interest that somebody identify whether it's a player or not, so he will know what level of exposure he faced?
John Johnson has to quarantine.
Well, I agree with that.
I think he already did.
Yeah,
he has been.
Is anybody else angry about this?
I'm not.
Rhea?
I'm
the
assuming
other teams told me players.
I understand that.
I can't be told players by the Sixers.
Not if they don't allow you to.
They just did it. Two other teams did it.
Good for them.
They didn't name names.
I can't force someone to tell me what their medical condition is.
You know what's happened in industry?
You're missing it. The other teams said it was players. Well, you got to the Sixers. They couldn't tell you that.
Maybe the players said it's fine. Go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does.
You're not identifying an individual. You're identifying an occupation. We need to know this information. If you're Ja Johnson, would you like to know if Joel Embiid got it? You interviewed him after the game. Joel Embiid covered Christian Wood. Would you like to know if Embiid has the coronavirus?
Yeah, but it's not my right to know if he doesn't.
It is 100% your right. You got to be kidding me. Am I talking in the woods here? Does anybody see what I'm trying to say? These guys, you got to be at least open enough to tell people what job they serve in your organization.
Let me ask you something. If it was just people that were in the organization and not players,
ticket takers, towel boy.
Do you think they're making a statement?
Probably not.
Exactly.
But that's
so
not
you
the
know
point.
It's players.
Well,
you
but that but
you
they
absolutely
need,
know it's players.
They need to tell you.
They did.
The
without
other
saying
organ-
it, they've done it.
The other organizations clearly stated it was players.
100%.
Why can't the Sixers?
I believe that they should have. It would have been simple.
That's all I'm asking.
I believe they already have. If it was just people in the organization and not players, you're not making a statement.
Let me illustrate it a different way. Because really, just before the Sixer news came out, the first NFL name came out.
Yeah.
Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. All right? And that even got Roger Goodell out.
I know. I was shocked.
I was shocked. Yeah. It was an awful statement he issued, but he acknowledged that be safe and all that stuff. But Keith Jones, you saw Sean Payton last Saturday.
Yeah, he was.
Where was he?
He flew to Oaklawn, to Arkansas, to watch a horse race in the Rebel Stakes because he was a part owner of the horse.
Okay.
Ah. The horse won the race. No spectators are allowed there, but owners were allowed to go.
Right.
He won the race. He was interviewed after on TVG, which is the horse racing channel, and did a great interview. One of the questions was about the impact of the coronavirus on the NFL draft and free agency, and he commented on that. And
He had no idea at that point he was carrying the virus.
Yeah, I was watching, and then that night he flew back, and the next day he felt ill and then was tested and had the coronavirus.
So
anyone who was in contact with him,
including
the person that interviewed him, her name is Brittany Ertin. She has to be shut down.
So let me illustrate what I'm trying to say. If the Saints came out yesterday and said a member of our organization tested positive, all the people that were in contact with Sean Payton last weekend are not aware of the fact that they seriously were exposed to the virus. You owe it to those people to identify who it is. There's no great shame in it. But if you just say the organization, those people are going, well, I don't know. The only one I saw was Sean Payton. I'm sure it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And then you say, you've got to be open here. You've got to show respect to the people that give you the great jobs you have.
I understand what you're saying.
All right, you're figuring it out now?
So the players themselves should come out and say that they've had
it. Yes, I agree with that.
The organization has to be at least specific enough so that you know whether or not you've had contact.
The only reason we know about Sean Payton is because Sean Payton let everybody know.
That's fine.
Marcus
so these
Smart,
athletes need to let everybody know who they are.
Well, I agree with that, although I'm sitting here 8 days after Charles Barkley gave a very riveting Instagram where he said, I'm waiting for my results.
Yeah.
It's 8 days later. I got no idea if he tested positive or not.
Yeah, I'm worried about him.
Now, Charles Barkley is so open about everything.
Yeah.
Did he test positive?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, wouldn't he normally come forward?
I don't know, I mean, it's his own, I got to believe that he would.
You know,
unless he didn't get a result, it's hard to believe.
There's no reason not to say that you tested positive.
That's the bottom line right there.
There's no shame in testing positive.
We live in a world of privacy and legalities and all that stuff. And you know what people need to do right now? Put all that aside and use simple logic. The more you're able to disclose, the more other people are willing, that's information they need.
Yes.
And you need to do that. And the Sixers didn't even have enough respect yesterday to tell you whether it was their players. And that is typical of that organization.
Yeah.
And I hold them responsible for their conduct yesterday. It was wrong.
And who idolizes these players?
The fans.
Young people.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who aren't paying attention to what's going on. So I do absolutely agree with you.
All right. Now, let me – there's one other thing. I'm looking right now over the beautiful Schuylkill River here at 2400 Market L, and I'm seeing a smattering of cars, right? Now, when we come back, I'm going to play for you Governor Wolf's message to the people, because he's not messing around. He doesn't want you out there unless you are identified as truly essential to only a few facets of Philadelphia life, right? Or Pennsylvania life. So I want to play it for you. If there's somebody driving to work right now, I did this last week where there were a lot looser regulations.
Yeah.
If you're driving to work right now and you got us on, and thank you for doing that, check in with me. Tell me where you're going and what you're doing and whether you'll even be able to do it tomorrow.
Surprised.
Tomorrow's the crackdown.
You'd be surprised at who essential and who isn't.
Yeah.
It's all the people that
I'll tell you who
were essential or most essential.
Al, driving in today, I didn't feel that essential. And I've got a nice little letter saying I'm very essential.
We're right here next to a lot of medical people.
I'd say they're more essential than we are.
You think?
Yeah.
Here is your number.
Oh,
Al, do your job.
Who took my number?
Is he unbelievable?
He doesn't memorize it.
215-592-9494. 215-592-9494.
WIP Sports Time is 616.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.